This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What it means, maybe guys can get traded a little bit easier. So we're coming up on June 1st, obviously, as we head into the weekend. And the folks over at CBS were going through a couple names that could be traded, right? All 32 teams, you're allowed to carry up to 90 players on their offseason roster, but there's also some shuffling that usually takes place. And post June 1, many player contracts are structured that, you know, you can become expendable, basically, after June 1 in that particular offseason. That means usually there's some veterans, if you got a huge chunk towards the team's salary cap, they're more likely to be traded or released after June 1. So here were a couple of the names they threw out. Number one candidates for cut or trade. We'll get to the one that we all will be a little more familiar with in a second, but Kirk Cousins, of course, is top of mind here. We all know the situation there. Michael Penix is the starting quarterback for the Falcons. So Kirk Cousins is sitting there, and they could save $27.5 million by trading him after June 1st. So that's where it gets a little more interesting. Is there a destination? What happens with Rodgers in Pittsburgh and sure. All that can come into play. Will Levis is also mentioned, like, discount him. Okay.
Nobody's traded. Just get him. Like, honestly, you don't want that stink around your new, brand new, but number one overall quarterback.
It says the Titans could save $1.6 million by trading Will Levis. Potential landing spots, Bucks, Lions, Rams. I know he has starting experience, but
maybe if you give him a seventh round pick for a backup, I guess.
Yes.
But just sign Kirk Cousins. Why give up any kind of draft pick compensation if you can just sign Kirk Cousins to be the backup or any other?
Well, I don't think anybody's trading for Kirk Cousins to be a backup at this point.
Not Kirk Cousins. Like Carson Wentz. Who cares?
Yeah.
Any backup. You get the point, Cole. Just some dude who is not a candidate. I don't know. A guy that doesn't cost you a draft pick. That's all.
So also on the list, though, is Tyreek Hill. We
Ooh,
all know.
Interesting.
He has a $27.7 million cap hit this year. He's 31. Last year wasn't his best year by his standard that you have. He would save the Dolphins close to $15 million if he got traded after June 1st, while they would only suffer $600,000 if they deal him prior to June 1. So that hasn't been the hurdle. This is why I'm not so sure this is going to happen, because if they would have traded him today versus tomorrow, all we're talking about, in the grand scheme, $600,000, that wouldn't have prevented a draft day trade. So
yeah.
Do you think they would move on? They're shopping the tight end, Jonnu Smith. The report is the Steelers have been talking to the Dolphins, but are they just going to, Mike McDaniel, who's going in the season
kind
on the
hot seat.
Are they going to really trade away Tyreek Hill and Jonnu Smith going into a big year?
If I'm the general manager, we're stuck in a tough spot. The Dolphins went all in once. I don't know if everybody remembers, but they did. When they made the trade for Tyreek Hill and made some of their other free agent acquisitions, including guys like Jalen Ramsey, they went all the way in. They now, as a part of that, owe Tua a lot of money, still aren't totally sure where they are with that. When healthy on the field, this is so weird about Tua. When healthy on the field, Tua's actually still a pretty good quarterback. He's definitely like right around that 15 range, right? I'm not claiming he's
the world beater,
but he doesn't make it through a full season very often. So what do you do? If I was Miami, in a draft class in which there's a chance I could talk myself out of the Tua deal next year, I might scale back this year and say I'm either ramping up again next year where I can restock my roster, or that. But like,
do you think he's getting traded? I think Tyreek Hill's playing for the Dolphins in week one.
I think he probably is too. I could see it as like, if the season falls apart, Tyreek becomes a mid-season potential trade partner. By the way, in this same article, now that I've got it pulled up,
yeah.
Did you see the potential landing spots they listed for Tyreek Hill at the bottom?
I
the
did.
Only three potential landing spots they list for Tyreek Hill in this article are as follows. The Denver Broncos, a team that needs a wide receiver. The Los Angeles Chargers, another team who I do think needs a wide receiver. And the Raiders. Just the AFC West? He's going to try to go stick it back to the Chiefs after all these years?
It'd be fun from just a storyline and conversation all season.
I loved Trent McDuffie stripping him in that game. Like that moment.
In Germany, yeah.
Yeah, that moment. They got Tyreek more than he's gotten them in the back and forth. And obviously the Chiefs do not regret the trade because it eventually led to players like George Karlaftis or the ability to trade up for Tyreek Hill, etc.
If you're wondering, any of the other names mentioned, the Chiefs were never mentioned as a landing spot for any of these players, whether obviously Kirk Cousins, but
you
like even
Jalen Ramsey, Antonio
Gibson wasn't listed as a landing spot. Their backfield's full. Jair Alexander, not listed. Jalen Ramsey, as you said. So we'll see. Out of these names, Ramsey, Jair Alexander,
Tyreek Hill, probably want the most.
Gibson, Will Levis, and Kirk Cousins. Who do you have that group? Do you think any of them? But who do you think
Ramsey's
gets traded?
I think Ramsey. I think Jalen goes.
I think Jalen is high on the list. I don't think Jair Alexander ultimately gets traded. They could save $17 million by cutting or trading him. I think they just restructure his deal. That's the prediction the article even gives. I think Kirk Cousins is not the backup in week one in Atlanta. He's somewhere. I don't think you can go into the season with Kirk Cousins being the backup in week one for the Falcons. So to me, that would be my guess out of these names who gets moved. I mean, it just seems kind of obvious.
Kyle Pitts is not mentioned in this article.
Not
right?
in
that
here.
That recently came
Jordan
up
Jordan Schultz
today,
is reporting
yeah.
it, yeah.
Yeah, in the last
like
half
multiple
hour.
Teams have called about Kyle Pitts.
That's your guy.
But it also said that they wanted a day two pick. And are you nuts? I'm not giving you a third round
That's
pick for
guy.
Kyle Pitts. He hasn't performed since his rookie year.
I was told it's all their quarterbacks' fault.
Look,
there.
I was high on Kyle Pitts. You know that I
were not alone. You were not
Kyle
alone.
Were not alone. Time.
I just think, overinflated. That's all.
This is a thing I think the human race could be a lot better at. I was wrong.
Then
I was incorrect in my desire for Kyle Pitts. I just don't think he would have been better here than he was there. But he's not the star being held back.
I
thought he was. So like
thousand yard rookie season.
Look, if he was available for a six, let's talk. Then I could get talked back into it. But if he's like, if they want a third or a fourth,
you know
he's pretty much got to be free. He's in a contract year too, is in the sense that he will be a free agent. So if he came, like, let's just say something happened and Kelsey's like, I don't want to play anymore, and then they traded for Kyle Pitts for a fourth round pick and he had a 1,100 yard season, you're gonna immediately have to pay him. And I don't think any of those things would happen because I'm lower on Kyle Pitts now as a player.
Who's the Chargers tight end? Is it Parnum still, or whatever his name is? Because I think the Chargers, if you look at...
Chargers don't have enough offensive
weapons. But I'm pulling it up. You also know how the day two thing works. All of a sudden, the Falcons can ask for day two. They end up getting a sixth round or seventh round pick.
Their
tight end is Will Disley and Tyler Conklin.
I would consider making that move. Because, I mean, if you think Kyle Pitts' best places to go, Michigan history with tight ends being pretty good, Colson Loveland, Eric Gall. You know, you kind of go down the line of some of the other guys who have been successful with Harbaugh. Maybe it's a good spot. Plus, as you said, Cody, the Chargers could use almost anybody.
They don't have enough weapons. That's why I'm not like this goes back to just the division stuff. I do not understand the infatuation with the Chargers as of set because their entire offseason plan appears to be, what if we draft Amari Hampton and just hand the ball off a lot instead of pass? I'm not saying that can't work. There are offenses in which that works okay, but that's not usually the offense that makes you a threat against Kansas City. That's a hard, I'll just say, that's a much harder way, Drew, to win the 13 or 14 games that will require typically to sign a, you know, or to make a dent up against Kansas City. So, I mean, Ladd McConkey's still their only wide receiver. He was here last year and it still was a limited offense. The offensive line is roughly the same. The rest of the weapons are not any better. I'm not seeing it, I guess, from the improvement standpoint.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.